Master Ide Tayway Rabbi Yitzchak Avigdor Shtern.
We'll speak a bit about the Seder, Leila Seder. Seder means a order. Oh, Seder. My English is always a bit not so masuda. Oh. So, first thing, the whole Haguda is taka built on the Seder of the Pusik, Vigadatu Levinchu, Bayoy Mahu Leimoy, Bavaze Usu Hashem Li, Vesayisim Mitzrayim. But exactly. Vigadatu is the first word, is the beginning of the Aguda, which is the Shale Achiva, the Manishtanu and the Avuda Meyini. That's the first part, right? Levinchu, the Aguda goes further. With Keneged Abu Bunim Dibru Torah. So it speaks about which child we're talking about. Bayoy Mahi. So the Baal Aguda says, Yuchul Merosh Chodesh. When is the mitzvah? Is it from Rosh Chodesh? Is it from Erev Pesach? No. Bayoy Mahi. Ba'avezeh. It's only while the Matzah Murai are Menuchim Lefonech. So the Aguda Shel Pesach is very, it's a Seder. It's all worked out. So we have the Vigadato, Levincho, Bayoy Mahi. Leimoy means to say, to speak. That's all the drushes of the psikim, which we say afterwards. Bavizeh is the Matze Muray, which we say, Kol Shle Oma, Shloisha Dvorim Aluri, we show the Matze and the Muray. Usu Hashem is the Makas. Li is the Chayev Odom Lirisis Atzmoik Ili Yutzim Mitzrayim. Yeah, but Tzeisim HaMetzoyim is the Halal, which we say, the first part of Halal. So the first part of Haggadah, actually I heard this vault from my grandfather, and he used to say in the name of his father, which was he was from here, from Manchester, Shia Bekevich, from the older generation, obviously. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So it's a nice stump that everything is worked out in the say that we gather to Levincho by Yoy Mahi Leimoy Bavaze Osa Shamli Betesim Mitzroim. We start that Aguda, we start with Hulach Mu'anyu, which is also a shtikl hakduma of what we're going to do tonight. Because as we said, it's called a Seder, it's got to be worked out. If we're not Mesidah, then we think it's just one big jumble of. There's a kiddush and there's questions. We've got to know what we're doing. It's got to be planned out. So the Hulach Mu'anyu really also has three parts, which is also really like in short, we're telling maybe the children or ourselves, what are we going to be doing tonight? So actually, what we're going to be doing in the Seder is there's three main parts to the Seder, which we say in Hulach Mu'anyu, we say it very Mesudah. The first part is the Magid, which is maybe the longest part, is the saying the Aguda, that's koilel the question of the children, the Manishtanu, the answer, the Psukim, the Pesach Matzeh Muray, and all that. The second part of the Seder is the Seder, the actual being Mekayim of the Mitzvahs, the eating, the Matzeh, the Muray, the Shulchan Aruch. The third part of the Seder is Halal and Zmiris, which were saying a lot about the Geula of the Usid Luvay. Yeah, we speak a lot about when Mashiach is coming. So that's what we say in the beginning. We say, Azoy, first of all, what we're going to be doing tonight is Hulach Mu'anyu. Chazal say, Hulach Mu'anyu, Lechem Sha'oinin Olav Dvorim Harb. So we say, first of all, we're going to be speaking a lot. Hulach Mu'anyu, that's number one. Then the next part we're going to be doing is we're going to be eating kol dichven yesev yechol, kol titzach yesev yifsach. And the last part we're going to be doing is we're going to be speaking about hoshata hochu l'shun abu bara d'yisrael. So actually the hulach mu'anyu is also a shtikl hakduma of what's going on tonight. So if one of the children is hungry, you should know that the seed is going to be coming. Everything should be mesudah. There is a nice vort, it's a vort from the Tzvi Latzadik, that we do on Pesach B'night two things opposite from each other. One thing, even though we are hungry, we wait quite long till we eat the matzah. Unlike a usual Shabbos where we make Kiddush and we eat, here there's a long Hafsukah. And then we do the other way around. Afikoyman has to be Nechal ala soiva, means we're already just about can push anything in, and we're eating again the Korban Pesach or the Matzah. So it's two fakete zachen. The beginning we hungry, we're saying another vort, another pusik, this we're getting hungry, and we're only eating when we're quite hungry. And then, even though we're not hungry anymore, we're still eating. That's the two mitzvahs which we're doing. So he says the scha for these two hefeichim, for these two things which we're doing the opposite, is the scha of waiting even though we're hungry, is that the Eibishter will be mashpia, the Yid should never be hungry. That's the scha. If we mask him to, we're not eating straight away, we're hungry. And the scha for eating even though we're already full, is that not only we won't be hungry, we'll always have more than we need, we'll always be full. So he says also, kol dichfin, the scha of the chelik and the sedana of being hungry, is yeseh v'yechol. He'll always have what to eat. The scha of yeseh v'yifsach, the scha of eating the korban pesach, which we're eating even though we're full already, is called ditzich. We'll always have not only enough to eat, but everything we need. We'll have b'shefa. That's the scha of these two things which we're doing on Pesach. We're doing the two opposite things. We're waiting to eat even though we're hungry. We're eating even though we're full, which actually brings out that a Yid is always ready to do what Hashem wants. If Hashem wants we should wait to eat, we'll wait. If Hashem wants us to eat, even though we're full, we'll eat when we're full. Now there is an interesting vault from the Vilna Gaon, which I want to try to work out together with. It's the Gaon is very short, as usual. We've got to try to work something out, and it's a whole new blick on the what's going on Pesach B'night. The Vilna Gaon says mamash a few words. He says azoy, that in the Hu Lachmu Anyu, there's four things which we're thanking Hashem for on Pesach B'night. So he says as follows. He says, sometimes there's somebody who is hungry, and then the Eibishter gives him what to eat. That's one thing. That's number one. Number two, there's somebody who has got what to eat, but he hasn't got all what he needs. He would like more. So he says, Kol dichfin yeseh v'yechol is number one. He was hungry and he had to eat. Kol ditzich yeseh v'yifsach is to have more, to have what you would like, to have everything. Then there's another two madreigas, he says. There's somebody who is not at home. Ocha gulis, he's on the way. And then there's somebody who's be'emes ha'eved, he's meshubed. So that's the last part, hoshato hocho. Leshun rabu ba'aradi yisrul. We're not home, we're on the way. And hoshato avdei, we're prisoners. So again, so the Gaon says that there's four, the Holach Ma'anyu is saying, is talking about four things which we're thanking Hashem for. We're thanking that we're not hungry anymore. Yeah, called Dichven Yeseh V'Yechol. We're thanking that we've got more than the minimum that we need, called Ditzach Yeseh V'Yifsach. We're thanking that we're going to be coming back home, we're not going to be on the way, and we're thanking that we're not going to be Avudim. Those are the four things. But the Gaon says that these four things are the four kashas. These four things are the four bunim, the four children asking questions, and the four koises. But it doesn't explain. Atkan. So again, so he says that the Holach Ma'ani is talking about four different hoduas, and that's the four koises, and that's the four kashas, and that's the four bunim. Now where can we try to work to work this out? So I'm just going to try. Now, it's all, yeah, it's because I think it's something, it makes the whole Seder like a set. We're talking about four parts of the Geula, and we're the whole time speaking about the same thing, again and again. The four Bunim, and the four Kashas, and the four Koises, it's all the same idea. And he adds another thing, that those are the Dalet Arba Chayovim Lahoidus. There's four people who are mechuyev to be moided to the Eibishter. Somebody comes out of prison, somebody who's been in the Midbar, somebody who goes through the Yam, and somebody who comes out of a Beis HaAsur. So the Arba Chayovim Lahoides is the Holach Ba'anyo, and that's the four Kashas, and that's the four Bunim. So it's all, so actually in other words, what the Gun is telling us is that on Pesach Ba'night, we're thanking Hashem for all the four Chayovim Lahoides together. We left, we went out of Beis HaAsurim, we're Choyle Shene Serpe, we went through the Yam, we went through the Midbar, which is all part of it. So, let's try. The Muroi is quite simple. Let's talk about the four Kashas. The Muroi is the simplest one. That is equivalent to the Shibid. So the Beis HaAsurim. Yeah? Muroi is Shibid. So we say the four Kashas are... No, what's the word? Connected. Connect. Okay, Zalzan connected. Okay? To these four Hiduas. So the Muroi is the Shibid, right? The Choyle, the Matzah is called Dichfen. Matzah is the basic bread, the basic food. Somebody hasn't got anything to eat, and then he gets Matzah. It's just the water and the flour. That's called Dichfen. The Tibulin is already called Ditzich. That's already, we have the cedar with the dips. It's not just a plain piece of bread. We have the dips as well. And the Mesibin, the difference between a person who's in a rush, he's on the way, he's not home, like it says there in the Psikim, how are they supposed to eat the Korban Pesach? Snechem Chagirim, Nalechem Baraglechem, because they were on the way. If a person is at home, he's Mesubin. He arrived, he's here, he's calm. So that's the four kashas are bringing out the same idea. We have the matzah, which is the dichven. We have what to eat. We have the shnei tibulin. We have more than we need. We have everything bright. We went out of the Beis HaAsurim of the Muroi, and we're mesibin. We're on the way. The same thing we could say, the Abu Bunim, the Rusha is meramez on the Shibbet. He's a ganzen meshibbet to his tavas, to his problems. He's in Galtzner Rusha. The Chuchem Versteitzich is the one who's got everything he needs. He's called Ditzich, he's a Chuchem, he knows how to learn, he's happy with Avodas Hashem. The Tam is somewhere in the middle, he's on the way, hasn't arrived anyway, it's Ma'azois. And the She'eni De'elishl is like the Midbo. And then the Dalet Koises is also the same idea. The Birchas Hamuzen. The cost of Dalet Koises are Kiddush and Hagud Alakos, Halal Alakos, Birchas Hamuzen and Halal. Yeah, those are the four Koises. So Birchas Hamuzen is the Kol Dichven. Person's hungry, has to bench. That Bechalte V'Sevotu. So that's the Birchas Hamuzen. The Haguda, which we say Alakos, we say Metchilo Ev David Zu. We're talking about the whole journey which Klal Yisrael took. That's the... we're going through the whole journey from the beginning. And the halal is the going out of gulas. Halal avde Hashem v'loy avde paroi. And the kiddush is the kol ditzich, that not only we went out of Mitzrayim, but we became the klal Yisrael. Yeah? Which that is the kiddush, mekadosh, am Yisrael, which the Eibishter was as mekadosh. Yeah? So these are, so we can shtickle understand what the Gaon is saying, the four koises, the four bunim, the four kashas. Yeah? If the Olam is masking, maybe there's different explanations. The Gaon is very short, we just have to try to work something out. But if this is the Cheshbon, comes under Santa Zach, that we start off with which what do we start the Seder night with? Kaddish. What's the first thing which we do? Pesach is Kiddush. Kaddish. Yeah. Now, We're saying now from the Gemara, Kaddish is the biggest madrega, really. Yeah, we say that there's kol dichv and kol ditzich. The biggest madrega is the... So we start off with the highest madrega, actually. We're starting off with Kaddish. Yeah, we're starting off not only that we've got what to eat, not only that we're starting off that we became klal yisroel. So we start off with the biggest madrega. Which this is a important part of the whole Seder Nacht, that the difference between Pesach and the whole year, which we'll soon see, that's the whole manishtanu, that usually Avodas Hashem goes b'madrega. Because a person works on himself, he goes higher, he goes higher. Pesach works differently. It works that first Hashem took Yidden out of Mitzrayim to the top of the madregas. Afterwards, in Sphere, we have to work again on the madregas. But that is actually the whole idea of Leil HaSeder. That there is a madrega of going till the top without any hachuna, without any being ready for it. We go till the top. That's Kaddish. We start with Kaddish. The Bel Zeruf asks a question. Usually, the Seder starts Kaddish, Urchatz. Usually it should be the other way around. In the Seder of the, which the Maseilas Yeshurim brings in the beginning, Tahara brings Kedisha. Tahara means to purify ourselves from any Timah. Yeah? If a person is Tumah, he becomes Tuah, but he's not yet Kudosh. Kedisha is a higher Madrig. So it should be Irchat and then Kaddish. Only after you've washed yourself off, you should be able to be Kaddish. Why do we say Kaddish or Chatz? So he says that is the difference. On Pesach, we start with Kaddish. It doesn't go in the same madregas as usual. And he says an interesting thing. We say in Alamichyu, we never notice it. In Vorechecho Leo, Vikdusho Uvetohar. So he says, when Mashiach will come, and we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, we'll be in such a madrega that we'll be able to have Kaddisha before everything else. That's what we say, Valeni Lesoicha. And then in Vrechel Ebek Tishav Tahar. Pesach Banacht, we're in that Madrig. So we start with Kaddish. It's Kaddish Urchatz. That means we're in Gansen, it's not Lefi, who we are and what we are, we're in Gansen out. Now this is a very important point, which many times we think sometimes, who am I, and what am I going to be saying to my children or my grandchildren, whatever it is? I'm not this big maggid, and I haven't got the koichas, but actually that's not true. Because Pesach Banacht, first of all, like we're saying, it's nothing to do with who I am, because it's going to the top of the madregas without any, it's got no shaykhas with who I am, actually. Because all Klal Yisrael goes up to the top of the madregas. That's the idea of Pesach. And that was a Mitzrayim, and that's what happens every year. And the Abteruv says, Azar Pshat. Now that's Pshat. Yuchel Merish Chodesh. We could have a Havamina that you should start saying from Merish Chodesh, Talmud Lom, but you mean only Bavazer B'Shal Shamat Simonim Nuchum Fnech. Why not? Why Taka shouldn't we be saying from Merish Chodesh? So he says, because the Koyach which we get on Leil Pesach, to give over, to transmit the Amina, the Yiddishkeit, our children, is a certain thing which no achuna can help. Of course, a person can look up a nice vault, he can look up something to say, but there is a koyach which a Yid gets on Leil HaSeder. Yeah? Right.
They knew when the month was.
Okay.
15 days later, they're Makadish Pesach in the first Yom Tov that they could do Makadish. Yeah. As Rashi says, the first mitzvah given to Bnei Yisrael was the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem.
Okay.
So, surely, Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh is the day when they were given the mitzvah, but the mitzvah only came into effect on Pesach, because that was the first occasion with the mitzvah was
Makadish. Okay.
We're just
speaking about why shouldn't you start from Rosh Chodesh? Why shouldn't you start? True, true, true. But why shouldn't we be making? Why shouldn't we be preparing ourselves? Why is it only Bava there? Why do we have to wait till the Pesach Manait? Yeah. So the Aptov says because there's such a koyach which we get on the Seder night that nothing can help us beforehand to. But it's like something. It's like wow. It's like something so different. Yeah. Which so of course it's nice to prepare, but the emes is that the koyach every single yid gets on Leil Pesach is something which he gets a special koyach to give over to his children on Pesach one night. And he adds here the Bel Zeruv Zechoyin Levrucha, that not only the parents get an extra koyach, the children also have a meyichadik koyach of asking the right questions. It's a certain night which Hashem gave a power to every yid to become a transmitter of the Torah. So actually, Pesach Manai, what's happening is we're transmitting the Torah from one generation to the other. This is what's happening, Pesach Manai, in every Yiddish Shtib. So it's not about if I'm this major speaker or I've got this major Torah to say. There is a koyach which we get. We're sitting with our children, with our grandchildren, and it's going over. He says, a gewaldige illusion here. That the Belaila HaKodesh HaZeh Nois Nashem Yisborach Koyich Meyuchad Lehaben Sheyuchal Lishol. The child has an extra koyach. Also doesn't mean that he has to ask these major questions. He gets this koyach which he needs for his chelik in Avodas Hashem. Ikemoykei Nois Nashem Yisborach Koyich Meyuchad Lehaav Sheyichal Lehoshev Kaloch. The father gets a koyach. The son gets a koyach. So there's gewaltige koyches on Pesach Banait going over from one generation to the other. So Meili adds, but inyan he, that the father should know, he shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah from Megadot to Levincho, ke mitzvah sanushim melimudu. Just okay, we have to say that, good, let's get over it. Ela she yisapa bepeh mole, ebes oiris, ebes tufatam vedas, because it's a night which we can transmit the Torah. Now we've got to do it properly. Do it with the whole chayas, with the whole chayshik. He says that's what the answer we say to the Ben Chochem is. As eim aftir in acha Pesach hafikoymen. What's the eim aftir in acha Pesach hafikoymen? Kedei she yisho et tam matzah b'fiv. They should stay. Why are we not allowed to eat after hafikoymen? They should stay at tam. We tell the father that on Pesach b'night you have to give over such a Geschmack, it's time that I should stay for the whole year. She Yeshua Tam Matzah B'Fiv. Ma Eidus V'Achikim HaMashputim, She Yeshua Tam Matzah B'Fiv. Now this idea which we said that on Pesach, it goes L'Mala, it goes not L'Fiyah Madrege, it goes to the straight, to the top. The Racham HaKudosh says an interesting Zach, that V'Gadot Olevincho B'Yoy Mahi Leimur. Zook the Racham HaKudosh, nearly, that you have to tell the children that it was Lailo Kayoim Yue. We gathered to Levincho by Yoim Ahi. That it was, that night was day. Like a new Chiddush, that becomes part of the Chiv, what we have to say to the children is that Lailo Kayoim Yue. Okay, the Chaim HaKadosh says, so we've got to listen. But it's got a deeper meaning. Lailo Kayoim Yue doesn't just mean it was another Ness. That night was day. Laila kayom yo means Laila is always meramas on the smaller madregas. Yom is the big madregas. It says in Zohar Kodesh that the day was like the sun was like Tkufas Tamas. Means the biggest sun possible. Now it doesn't just mean it was a beautiful day. It means that in the night they went up to the biggest madrega of day possible. Now that this is the whole idea. The whole idea of Pesach is that they went to the top of the madrigas. Lailo kayom yo. There's no lailo. Lailo kayom yo, which means also for each person. There's no. Don't think now who you are and what am I. Think because it's lailo kayom yo. You're on the top of your madrigas. There's no. There's nothing to stop you. And the emes, that is the man ishtanu, is also drei tzacharim deim. The man ishtanu. Most Mefarshim say, first of all, very important to know, but Pashtus, it doesn't mean, I think usually we touch, why is this night different? Yeah? Now, what was the question? What do you mean, why is it different? Lomo? Oh, what if you said lomo, not ma? Yeah, what is ma nishtana? What is the translation of ma? What? What do you mean, what? With what is it different? Why is it different? Is lomo. Oh, the what does how mean? The Urach HaShulchan says it means, it's like saying, it's not a question of why is it different. It's like a Lushan Tamer, how different is it? It's like, it's actually saying, wow. It's not why, it's how different is it? Now, what is the big question? What is the big question? Yeah, it's quite, the answers are quite simple. It's not such a major question. I think if we'd ask the question of Sukkot, why are we taking a lulav, I don't have an answer. Maybe you do. I don't know why. Yeah, there's medroshim. Why take a lulav? Lulav, esrik, hadassim, arus. No idea. Pesach is much easier. It's quite simple, no? Muray, because we're... It's not... Why is it different? What's the big question here? What's the big chiddush? Yeah? So the emes is, most mafoshim say, that we do the two hefeichim, yeah? We do cheiris and shibur together. But emes, we do four things of cheiris and four things of shibur. Which kamat all of them are nichlal in the manishtanu. We do for shibur, we do murai, we do charoises, which is zeichel atit, which is also shibur. The karpas is also shibur, it's samach perech. And the salt water is also Shaykhs to Shibud. So there's actually four things which we do which have Shaykhs to the Shibud Mitzrayim, yeah? The Murai, the Charoises, and the Kapas, and the Mei Melach. And then we do the four things which have Shaykhs to Cheres, are the Matzah, and the Aseba. The Tibulim alone, the Rishonim say, have Shaykhs to Cheres. Yeah, it's Balbatish to eat, not to eat dry bread. You dip in, you, and then the Dalet Koises, yeah? So there's actually four and four. And in the Manishtano, we're asking for Emes altogether, because the Emes, as well, even the Matzah alone, has got both parts to it. And the Tibulim, as we said now, have got both things much mixed up together. The doing the Tibul is a Derech Melochim, but we're doing it Zeichel Atit. So we're actually mixing everything together. The Shibud, and the Geula, and the Cheres, and the Mura, we're doing everything together. And that's the question of Manishtana, that's the true question. Now, what is the answer? If that is the question, what is the answer? Like always, if the question is a better question, then the answer becomes a bit more difficult. So what is the answer? We were avudim. I went out, no, so why are we making a Zeichel Shibud? So what? Yeah, we need to answer properly. We have a good question, yeah? So the question becomes, the answer is, we're not still saying we were avudim. With answering the Avodah Mayinu in 1 second, a second later we were on the top. So we're showing is that the difference between the Avdus and Cheres wasn't Lefi Madregis. While we're eating the Muray, we're already becoming a Ben Chorin. While we're dipping in, we're Ben Chorin. That is the question and the answer. That's the Manishtana, that is the Avodah Mayinu, which we're trying to bring out the on Lail Pesach. Just finish with one remez and one avot. The nice remez I saw, I don't remember where I saw it, that we eat the matzah, a zeicher that they rushed out of Mitzrayim, the hispik b'tzeikim shloseini lahachmetz. What is the shia of chimutz? What's the shia of how long are you allowed? 18 minutes. Now, we eat 2 kezeisim of matzah. Yeah, we eat moitzi matzah. We eat the kezeis of the top one, the kezeis of the broken one. How long, in how many minutes does one have to eat kezayas matzah? Toch kezay achilas pras. Now the biggest shia of toch kezay achilas pras is 9 minutes. two kazaisim, you don't have to eat two kazaisim in 9 minutes. Each kazayas gets 9 minutes. So the twice 9 minutes is 18 minutes. So the eating of the matzah is a zeicher to the shia which it took to go out of Mitzrayim, because it says, Shlehispik Mitzekam Shlevesenil Achmetz. So the Ness actually was that the Holy Yetzias Mitzrayim took 18 minutes from when they left till when they arrived. Atchen Nigla Aleim Melech Malach Malach Kishburghi was 18 minutes. So the two Kazaisa Matzah is Miramis to the 18 minutes. Ashayin Aremis, yeah? What? No, that is the Ness. That was the Ness from Mitzrayim Bechipuzin. Anuchanam, that was the Ness. Nochein Wort, I saw from the Eish to Belzeruf. As v'sh'eine yedea lishel at p'sachle. He brings from the Friedige, he doesn't explain how, that the four children are akeging the four gulias. And he says the last, v'sh'eine yedea lishel is our gulias. Because we, b'chlal don't know when the gula is going to be, everything is so hidden, behalten, v'sh'eine yedea lishel. But he says one thing we have to know. That the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was only a hachuna for the Ge'ilu Hasid. It was only a mushel legabe what's going to be. We gather to Levincho, that's the Sh'en Zeh Lishl. As Bave Zeh, Bave the Ge'ilu, which is going to be by us, Usu Hashem Li B'tzayisim Mitzrayim. All what the Ibisha did B'tzayisim Mitzrayim is only Bave the Ge'ilu, is only the beginning of the Ge'ilu Hasid. And the Ibisha help him, Amazal Zoy Chazam, אז שלא אחד בלבד עומד עליין את חלסייני וקדש בורך מצלייני מיודום ולזורך זה אנסי על הניסים ונגיע לו הסיבור.